You are now tuned into the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Kiki.
And I'm your girl, Sexy Dixie. I mean, beautiful. I mean, you heard. Chancellor.
And on this podcast station,
we dance in the rain. I can't stand the rain. Figgy, 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 figgy. Against my window. Girl, I heard they like my remixes.
I like it.
I know. I hope Missy like it. And you know what I'm saying?
We need to go. I'm going to get in her DM.
Okay, yeah, okay. Get her
DM. Come on and drop this out.
She probably asked us for a check.
Okay, she probably going to hit us with a lawsuit.
Season assist or something. We sorry, Missy. We love you, girl.
She like, they fucking up my song.
Girl, we love you, girls. Okay, Kiki.
Huh?
Like, how you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling fine. No. Mm. I'm cool. I mean, of course, again, y'all know my sinuses be bothering me. Mm-hmm. And they draining, but overall, I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
But I just took a elderberry emergency because I was out in a group of people yesterday, and I'm a hypochondriac.
Ooh, Corona! Ooh,
get away from me. No, for real, I was around a group of people yesterday, and I had on two masks, I had on some gloves. I just feel like it still wasn't enough because it was just so many people, and it just makes me like my anxiety gets so high. Being around folks, because I don't want to get sick for my birthday. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to get sick at all, but really don't want to be, like, sick for my birthday. But to answer your question, I'm good. I'm happy to be here with you, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing, as always. I mean, the sun is shining. The birds are chirping. And, you know, it's another great day to, you know, conquer the world. And like, Pinky, I'm going to take over the world.
It's a great day to be amongst the land of the living.
Woo! You see
I think people, even myself sometimes, we don't remember how precious that is. Because somebody didn't wake up today.
Yeah.
And it's like, when it be like, I almost had a panic attack real quick. Because I was like, because if you don't wake up the next day, you really don't know you didn't wake up the next day. Like, it's just over. Like, you really don't know. So it sucks because when you go to sleep at night, you be like, ooh, it's because one time I went to sleep and then I woke up at my sleep and I'm like, ooh, it's the possibility that if I stay asleep, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. That's some stupid shit. Because my mind just be going in the middle of the night sometimes. But when I said that, it made me think about that because you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you wake up, you got to be thankful because you could have went to sleep thinking you was going to wake up, but you would never know that you did.
You better say that. And you know what? The other day I was talking to God and I had said,
amen.
I was saying, you know what I'm saying? I was like, Lord, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, you know, one day I want this, and you said that, and I shall receive, blase, blase. And then, after I asked, and it was like a couple hours later, I was like, you know what, God? Hold on, I'm sorry. Thank you for what I have right now.
Amen.
You know
real.
What I'm saying? I was like, the grace. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, Lord, I'm just so grateful for what you have given me right now in this moment. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we always wishing, you know what I'm saying, upon a star for everything else. But I'm like, let me sit back and let me for real thank him right now for what I have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And thank you in advance for what you're about to do. But I'm like, let me not only ask, but I'm like, let me really say thank you for right now.
Yeah, because I done had to do that before, too. Sometimes you be like, well, oh, Lord, if you just bless me with this. And you got to think about it. But, you know, you pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? It may not be the ideal job you have, but it helps you pay your bills. You try not to complain. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell myself, like, the minute I feel like I'm going to be complaining about something, I be like, but you breathing. Then you just eat some. It's somebody who didn't just eat. You know what I'm saying? You thirsty, you just drunk some, you know. And it's hard not to complain because we live in a world where you have to complain sometimes. But for the most part, I be like not trying to burden people with my troubles and my complaints. So I try to be just thankful for what I have to know that because I feel like and I know that things are going to come into play. You know, the things that I want and desire, they're going to come into play. But what you do this weekend?
This weekend I worked on cakes. And
cake.
I had somebody to smack this cake.
You know. You wish.
Okay, I wish. I'm lying like a bitch.
Like a mug.
I'm lying like a mug. For the new listeners, I am celibate, so your girl ain't getting nobody smacking this cake. But I worked on cakes and I worked on cakes.
The grind don't stop.
Yeah.
So while y'all needing a cake,
whoop,
y'all need to go on and holler at my girl for a cake. And while you're getting that cake, go ahead and sponsor.
Yes. Listen. So if you follow us on Silly Girls Podcast at Instagram, you can click on my name in the bio, and then in the bio of my personal page, you click on my business page or my website. And if you are out of town, so we're in Texas, but if you are out of town, I do ship out the cake jars.
No.
I do.
Girl, you mail cake.
Ooh, I mail cake, girl.
Oh, you fancy. Ooh, fancy.
I'm fancy, fancy, girl. So I mail cake jars. So it's like magic in a jar, honey. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get the jar, you just grab a spoon, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care whatever problem you have, it melts away.
It melts away. You know, like, when you listen to her and she's laughing, and it makes you laugh, that's the joy the cake gonna give you. You like that?
I like it.
So it's like you in a glass jar, whatever kind of jar you send them, and once they get it, it's just like they're having a piece of you.
Ooh, come on, piece of me.
Like that.
Ooh, I like
you
it.
Like that?
Yeah.
But speaking of sponsors, who sponsored us this week?
Ooh, girl, I'm so glad you said that. Kiki, I'm so glad you said that. Listen, y'all, I need y'all to stop what you're doing, because we're about to ruin a blase. Okay, listen, this week, we excited, honey, because not baby, she not only our LS, and for those who that are not Greek, she's our line sister. So she pledged the sorority with us.
Yes,
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. But she's also a great friend.
Yes.
I have been knowing her ever since I was a kid. Okay, we went to high school together, middle school. I've been knowing. Her name is Erica, and Erica, I don't know if she has a last name, okay. But she sells Nutriburst, and I know y'all have heard of it all on social media and all this other stuff. Also the ISO tea. So you can follow her on her Instagram at MIZ.ESI. That's M as in Mary, I as in ice, Z as in zebra, dot, E as in egg, S as in Sam, I as in ice.
And okay? When she say dot, she's meaning a period, not the word dot. You know, you gotta be specific.
Yes. Okay. So the Nutriburst, y'all, it gives you, it's an energy booster. It's equivalent to eating 10 salads if you take one cup full. That's it. Like, so you know, I was eating my salad the other day. Girl, I didn't have to eat that salad. I just could have took one of these damn cupfuls.
And I purchased some Nutriburst from her. And you can, like, the little cupful, you can taste it. It does give you energy. And you can taste the vitamins. And a lot of people don't like the taste of it. When I took it, it wasn't bad.
Mm.
It tastes like an orange juice with, like, some vitamins in it. Mm. But I like, when something has vitamins in it, I like to take it. Because when you taste the vitamins, you know you're getting the nutrients that you're supposed to have. But go ahead, baby.
Yeah. So she did give us some free samples, and y'all, the reviews speaks for themselves.
They do,
because it's so many people that have really lost weight. If y'all know somebody, y'all understand, you know what I'm saying, like what it really does. So basically, it's the TLC, the total life changes or whatever. But basically, if you're trying to get in shape, because we know it's still January, February, and we know that the
New Year's resolution,
y'all still on it. So to keep your butt in shape, holler at our sister and get you some products. She can ship it to you wherever you are or whatever. So you're going to go to her Instagram, and in her bio, it also has a link where you can actually purchase these items. It also is an ISO tea. This tea actually is a detox tea.
It is. I took that.
So basically, I heard it has you on the toilet, but that's a good thing, because that means that it's getting out all of them bad things.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And it's keeping the good things in you. And I tasted it, and it does taste amazing. So it's not something that it, you know what I'm saying, you just get it and it tastes nasty, but it's good for you. But this one tastes good and it's good for you.
Yeah. And then what people have to understand is this type of stuff is like it's an extra to what you have to do personally to maintain your fitness goals. Now this just gonna help you with your boost of energy, your detoxing, your vitamins and everything like that. But of course you have to eat well when you want to see results. You have to eat well, you have to exercise, because your body has to have a routine or something, you know, to help the product out. But the vitamin is like really, really good. I love the Nutriburst, and you just gotta take a shot in the morning, or however you want to do it, or right before you work out, you know, so you can get them vitamins. That detox tea will have you on the toilet. So if you're not regular, it's gonna help you. And if you are regular, it's gonna help you because you are already regular.
Yeah. It's basically, it's the weight management, y'all. It helps with that. It helps with even with mental clarity. Mm-hmm. And also, another great benefit, it improves your skin. Mm-hmm. So, baby, if you know what I'm saying, if you suffer from some type of acne, also, baby, mm-hmm. take this, and it's going to help, period, okay? So, we would like to say thank you so much to our sponsor, Erica, our friend, and our sister. We love you so, so much. So if you follow us on Instagram, you're going to just click on, we tagged her. You can just click on the post and go right to her page. So even if you didn't write it down, you go right to her page and follow her. And like I said, support this black queen. We love you, Erica.
We sure do. And also, just to piggyback off of Chancellor, if you want to see some results, she's a walking billboard for her product. She does it, she takes it, and you see the videos of her working out and how she take her shots and stuff of her NutriBurst and her detox teas. If you want to look at her page, you'll see the progression of how she ain't never been big or nothing. She been fine a whole
time. I was saying, Erica been fine. That's a fine, but baby, girl. When I tell you this, she fine now.
And baby, that skin glowing, you know, ooh, what I'm saying? So y'all,
she really got a whole different glow, honey.
Y'all definitely should try it out, or just reach out to us, see how you can get a sample to see if it's something that you want to purchase. But I definitely recommend it because I had it. I'm just not a consistent ass person. I'm gonna let y'all know. Mm-hmm. If I would have been consistent, shit, my skin probably would have been glowing like the sun. However, I just have a problem with consistency sometimes. I'm working on that. But again, please go follow her, support this black queen at MIZ, a little period, ESI on Instagram, and go and hit that follow button, inbox her, DM about this NutriBurst and this ISO tea, and just, you know, support. We love you, Erica. Thank you so much again for sponsoring your favorite girls in the whole wide world. I mean, I know Kirsten your favorite girl, but you know what I mean.
You know, we can be sacking. Okay, Kiki. Now, also, I'm sorry, before I move on, if you would like to be a sponsor in the future, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Kiki.
Yeah, yo.
Let's get into our first topic.
It's on you. So, what you gonna do?
Yeah. Hey. So, what you gonna do? Hey, it's on you. So, what you gonna do? Hey, it's on you.
You remember what your nae-nae said to Laquita? It's on you. So, what you gonna do?
Yes. Okay. So, I want to talk about finding your purpose.
Ooh. I was thinking about that the other day. Ooh. It's so crazy that you was like, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy because I'm still trying to find my... I thought mm-hmm. I knew what my purpose was. Yeah. But now I'm like, well, maybe that ain't my purpose. But yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So we're going to talk about finding your purpose. And it actually, the conversation that it came up because I was actually speaking to my mom. Or whatever, about purposes, or yeah. whatever. But however, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, you should know what your purpose is when you are like a kid. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. And a lot of times you don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people can be 30, 40, 50, 60, mm-hmm. 70, and they still have no idea what the hell their purpose mm-hmm. is in life mm-hmm. or whatever. Sometimes I feel that you can have multiple purposes. It's not just the one thing. But however, a lot of times I was reading this book and it was saying that finding your purpose when people don't know what their purpose is mm-hmm. because we get into a routine, a daily routine mm-hmm. of just, I'm going to pick the kids up from school. I'm going to mm-hmm. go to work. I'm going to make the, you know what I'm saying, the money. I'm going to pay the bills. I'm going to, you know, it's a routine. You toggle down with everything in life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so basically what happens is you're dimming the light of your purpose because you're not trying to find it. Mm-hmm. You're just going routine. Mm-hmm. But however, in the book it said that it's like a sculptor. Mm-hmm. And a sculptor, just say he has a rock, right? And so you don't see whatever it is because it's just a rock. But when he gets his little sculpting, you know what I'm saying, tool, he starts chipping away mm-hmm. at everything. And then at the end, you see a beautiful masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And that's how you actually find your purpose. What I mean about chipping away is you have to, because all of the noise and all of the, you know what I'm saying, the daily routine, the mm-hmm. bills, and you know what I'm saying, just friendships, relationships, that's all just the block of clay right there. Mm-hmm. That's the rock. Mm-hmm. Until you have to start chipping away, you know what I'm saying, to find your masterpiece, meaning that you have to sit and be still.
Mm. That's it. Repeat that.
You have to sit and be still, and you have to focus and take all of the noise away. When it's just you, because anybody can look at me and say, oh, girl, you know, you'll be a great motivational speaker, or you'll be a great baker, or you'll be a great volleyball player or something. But they can tell me that because they see that in me. But inside, the main thing, what I mean about stand still is because that purpose is an inside thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody can tell you, like, what, you know what I'm saying, your purpose is, because they don't know. Mm-hmm. It's an internal. It's an internal voice. It's something that I can be, and a thing that a lot of people do, they get confused with what they're good at and their purpose. Mm-hmm. Because I can be good at just playing volleyball, right? Mm-hmm. That don't mean it's my purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm just good at it. Mm-hmm. I can be great at baking. Don't mean it's my purpose. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? And so sometimes people confuse that, you know what I'm saying? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean it's your purpose. It's at the end of the day, when something that you would do for free, when mm-hmm. nobody's around, that actually brings you so much joy. Mm-hmm. That brings you joy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, a joy that you could just, you wake up and you breathe and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. And so sometimes, like I said, people just don't get it because their mind is so taken over because of everything in life. Mm-hmm. But I let you talk and I piggyback on it.
Well, no, I'm just listening because I toggle back and forth, if that's the right word. I go back and forth with purpose. But what you said makes sense. You can be good at something, but that may not be your purpose. And I was just talking to somebody the other day, because they were like, well, what are your goals? Or what do you want to do? And I was like, I've been so complacent in life to where my routine is the same every day. My routine is the same every day. And I'm very complacent. I'm a creature of habit. Because, like, it's just me. So, I got to know where my money coming from. You know, I need everything, like, in order when it comes to that. So, I've lost my sense of purpose. I used to feel like, I know I love helping people. I love to help. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if that's my purpose. I'm feeling like things are changing. You know what I'm saying? As far as my purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to figure that out. I'm 38, I'll be 39 in a few weeks, and I'm just still like, what is my purpose? And I don't know if I lost my purpose when my mama passed. Like, I lost my sense of being when my mama passed, and then now at this age, I'm kind of coming to myself, and I'm just like, okay, well, Dakita, what do you like to do? Mm-hmm. Like, what, you know, if you won $200 million today, what would you do with it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, shit, I don't know. I'm one of them people who win $200 million and still go to work, because I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do, but I'm still thinking and still working and praying on it. But I know I love helping people, so it has to be something in that area. Because when I think about if I can do anything for free and be happy doing it, it'll be something like helping somebody, seeing the joy and doing something, helping people, helping kids, helping somebody. So I feel like that's my purpose. I just need to feel like where in that is my, you know, where I'm supposed to just plant my seed or whatever. So I'm just fucking like looking for words, Waldo. And I'm being transparent. Like, no,
hold on. And I'm glad you are, because a lot of people who listen to this, I know they're, as soon as we ask that, I know they're probably like, damn, what the hell is my purpose?
Yeah, and I be feeling bad sometimes because I don't know, but it's okay, because your purpose, like we were talking the other day, your purpose changes. Like I said, I felt like, helping people is my thing, but then in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe it's something else. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to dig deep to see what it is. So when you said sit still, I think I do need to sit still, because my mind be so busy and I be overthinking everything and just really worried about stuff. I'm probably worrying, right? You're probably sitting right there looking at me like, hey, pick me. I'm your purpose, but I'm going all around it because I'm so worried about this, worried about that, and I'm not really focused. So I need to learn. Maybe I need to meditate or something.
Listen, I was just about to tell you some steps to find your purpose.
I need to, because I really want to find my purpose. I think I would say it's helping folk, mm-hmm. more so kids. But I guess because I'm also indecisive, I feel like it's something else. But I've been praying about it, and I feel like it's going to come to me. But mm-hmm. I really, really, really. And I feel like if I would have went into the education field like I was supposed to, I wouldn't even have a self-doubt about my purpose. Because I'll be doing what I love with children. But because I got so complacent and stuck in corporate world, I feel stuck. So maybe once I chip away, you know, like you said, and step away from the corporate world and get into something I'm passionate about, then I think that's when the layers going to start coming off. when I'm saying, okay, well, and I see different things in helping people, because it's so many layers to helping folk, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just, it's so many different things that come with that. But I think that my, what I'm doing now is kind of blocking my, me being able to find my purpose, because I'm so complacent in it. So I feel like once I step out of that, at my comfort zone, and have to soar like an eagle.
Come on, eagle.
Or soar. Something, I think yeah. I'll find it. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, and a lot of people who listen, they feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Sometimes it's the, if you do not know, mm-hmm. some of the steps that they do say to actually help. First is, like I said, get away and get somewhere quiet and meditate. A lot of people like, man, I want to, but for real, to actually get through and break through to find your true, true purpose, you have to get one with yourself. That's yeah. what they say first. Okay. And to get one with yourself first, it is about, like I said, listening to that inner voice and the inner you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And because, again, you're trying to find Kiki's purpose. Yeah. And so you have to look inside. And to do that, the meditation will help so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And also, like I said, when you are, like I said, meditating, or, you know what I'm saying, that basically it's something that, you know what I'm saying, because you're going inside and you're actually having a conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, listen, when ain't nobody looking, ain't nobody listening, it's just me and you, me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Charles, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what really, you know what I'm saying, do you really love, and that, you know, not there's going to see, people always think that it's sometimes to do like with, oh, she's an artist, you know what I'm saying, that's their purpose, or I wasn't a basketball player, I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, this is, it's like those are professions, or, you know what I'm saying, something that we see on you know, TV or something. But a lot of times, you know, it's so many damn different purposes after. Sometimes God puts you on this earth to probably help everybody else find a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God put you on this earth to, you know, to be a mother to that son. You know what I'm saying? And raise, you know what I'm saying, the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's not even just about a profession. You know, it's about just what do you do to actually find peace of joy that you bring to the world. Mm-hmm. Because if you look up, because I had looked it up, and it said something about, like,
yeah, that's what I was doing too.
It said, like, what do you, your, the purpose is like, what do you feel, you know what I'm saying, about bringing something to the earth, the world, or something like that?
The purpose is a noun, and it's the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists.
Mm-hmm.
So it says a verb would be have as one's intention or objective. Yeah. But yeah.
So again, like I said, it's not just about a profession. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, some other stuff, or whatever. So that's something totally different. But however, basically, the finding your purpose, like I said, is being one with yourself, but don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is going to take time for you sometimes, like I said, just to sit down and see. And, I mean, just look. Because, I'm just going to mention, you know, my idol, which is Serena Williams.
Show me, y'all. When I first met her, y'all, she had Kobe and Serena all in her room in college.
So I love me some Serena. But just thinking about, listen, when she was a kid, her father put her and her sister into tennis, right?
Mm-hmm.
They was kids. So, you know what I'm saying? She's great at fucking tennis because she was just doing it. You know what I'm saying? Practicing it, it just became second nature because she was a kid and her father instilled that in her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean it's her purpose.
I was about to say that.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
you think that's her purpose?
I don't think it is. That girl loves fashion. She loves, so that's why I'm glad she does her fashion stuff. But I'm saying, like, that's why I said people can have more than one purpose.
Yeah.
At first, like I said, she was groomed. When you're a child and your parents, like groom you to be something, that's something that they saw in you and they just kept grooming. Or yeah. something that, you know, he probably was into tennis and he just, you know, and so you get to be good at it. That's why I was saying about your purpose. Don't mean that you're good at it. It just means something, you know, that's not your purpose, but it's something that you just really, truly, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So, basically, I said, to be honest, just find something in yourself. Get quiet. Get still. Listen to inner voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, Don't look at everything that everybody else got going on. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She's making money, you know what I'm saying, doing this. Or she got a lot of fame, you know what I'm saying, doing this. So it's like, that's them. That's not you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I never, even when I like was started doing cakes or whatever, like, it wasn't hard to nobody doing cakes, okay? When I first started, Kiki. Mm-hmm. But now, everybody and their mama do cakes, strawberries, and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
I remember that.
And so, it was somebody that told me, they was like, Chauncey, they was, girl, look at everybody else trying to, you know, it's like, that really wasn't their purpose. But they saw that, oh, you know what I'm saying? People making money like this. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like something that people do because they see making money or it's getting some type of, you know what I'm saying, fame or, you know, clout or something. You know, and so they'll try to run to it. But it's still not going to make you happy.
And it's crazy because some people may have the same purpose. Because a lot of people find joy in decorating, mm-hmm. or like doing stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know. It make you, I don't know. Shit.
But you know what? That another thing that they said to facilitate, to find your purpose is when a child is, you know what I'm saying, small, you actually, they said one thing to put them in sports. Because sports actually helps build the team building, like the, you know what I'm saying, working as a group, mm-hmm. that also put them in some type of art, because art facilitates patience. Because if you know,
and creativity,
yes, because if you're sitting there like you're painting, or if you're, you know, you're baking, or if you're, you know what I'm saying, sculpting or something like that, it takes time. So not only are you getting the, you know what I'm saying, the aspect of creativity, but you're learning patience. It's like, I have to, you know, start out, you know, so basically that, and then also, you know what I'm saying, allowing their child to try to do, you know what I'm saying, something that actually makes them happy without pushing your happiness, or, you know what I'm saying, or something onto mm-hmm. them, you know, so.
Yeah, my granny tried to put me in cheerleading and shit. I went one day and I'm like, no. Because I'm shy. I don't like people mm-hmm. looking at me and I get distracted easy. So if you call my name, I'm going to look. You know what I'm saying? But I told her, no, I don't want to do that, granny. But then now I'm like, I should have stayed my ass in it because, hell, I could have a flat stomach. But I know this ain't got shit to do with nothing.
I was a cheerleader and I used to my stomach.
That's now. I'm talking about when we was in college, you didn't have no waist.
I know, but damn, but ooh.
So yes, your volleyball, when you played volleyball, it kept you in shape. Mm-hmm. When you did your chili, it kept you in shape. I was a spoil thing. So if I was like, I don't want to do it, they didn't force it or nothing like that. But I wish I had like stuck with that. But I did piano, you know what I'm saying? I did stuff like that. I did stuff. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not consistent because I don't want to do it no more.
And that's another, they help facilitate you being indecisive.
Yeah,
because
I was like, I don't want
to do it. And because you being spoiled, then they gave your way. Now, I ain't saying that they should have forced you to do everything, but they should have made your ass stick to something, and it would have helped, you know what I'm saying, with you
decision making.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I sure didn't have to stick to nothing. If I be like, I don't want to do that. I wasn't a brat. Mm-hmm. I just told my granny, I'm like, I don't like it. Like, I was like too shy, and like, I didn't like the feeling of kind of being embarrassed or making everybody else look bad because I would freeze, and I just didn't like the attention. Like, as bubbly as my personality, I'm the life of the party when it's on my terms. When I'm around people I love, or like if I'm in a room, I'm a social butterfly. But if you be like, action, I'll be like, mm-mm. You know, you be trying to record me do dance and stuff, I freeze because I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I don't want
it.
But if you ain't record me, I got all the rhythm. But as soon as that damn, I know you record, I'm like, you do it like this. You be like, you know what?
I'm like, bitch.
I'm like, I don't know
how. Bitch. You just already told me you're the one about to do this shit, bitch.
I need to learn. I need to get out of my own head. That's for me, for finding my purpose and just being my true self. I have to get out of my own head because I'm an overthinker. I've gotten a whole lot better than where I was. Because I was 100% overthinker, 100% indecisive. I think I'm down to like 60. Baby step. I'm giving myself 60 because I make decisions now and I go with my first mind. That's what I want to do. And I'm very consistent. I've been consistent with our podcast. Mm-hmm. So I told myself that's the goal, to be consistent. So I'm working on it. And I'm truly going to find my purpose because it's been on my mind. You know what I'm saying? I know I feel like I know what it is. But I want to be for sure that that's what it is. And if it changes, I'm willing to. I welcome the change of what my purpose is because I'm so dope. I know I got more than one purpose. Mm-hmm. You feel?
I think a lot of people do have way more than one.
I know
purpose.
We do, and I just want to explore it before the world ends. Yeah. I hate to say stuff like that, but you know the times we live in, you just don't know. You don't never know. So I just need to really focus on it, and I really want to get into meditating because I have so many things on my mind. I just want my mind to be clearer. Mm-hmm. I got so many things in my mind, but that's what I'm saying. When I start meditating, or if I try to sit still. some will pop up and I'd be like, well, ooh, I wonder if they got some Oreos, some special Oreos that came out. Ooh, I wonder if William's open right now and if the chicken fresh. Yeah. Like, you just, stuff like that, but I just need to.
And it won't come down. It won't come down.
So I need to learn how to, maybe I go to hot yoga or something where you got to sit and be quiet and relax. I'm going to definitely put that on my to-do list, finding my purpose. Because I think, guys, I know what it is, but I want to be for sure. Because when somebody asks me, I want to be like, I just want to be assertive when I say it. You know what I'm saying? But tell us what your purpose is. Like, inbox, you know your purpose? Mm-hmm. What's your purpose? Do you want to share it? Huh? No, okay. I ask you later.
And yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, but if y'all.
I know I have way more than one purpose. So
yeah. So if y'all, let us know what y'all purpose is. We get a lot of y'all writing us and telling us like different stuff when y'all listen to our shows. But if you think I need somebody to write us and let me know that I'm not the only person feeling like this at this age, my purpose, I don't mind being a lone ranger. I just want to meet like-minded people that feel the way I feel, that understand, and I know you understand, but I'm saying, but who can relate?
When I was doing research, it's to be honest, it's way more people that don't know their purpose than do. Yeah. So that's why I said, it's so, like, I'm glad that we're talking about this, because I promise you it's so. And let me, if I can put this in there, I don't care at your age, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're saying, like, I'm too fat to do this, I'm too black to do this, I'm too dumb to do this, I'm too poor to do this, I'm too, you know what I'm saying, too old, my hair too short, you know what I'm saying, my nose too big, my ass too little, whatever, don't, shut up, because I'm telling you this, you heard it from me, you have every fucking thing you need to do what you want to do.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you from my lips, they got this good gloss on it. You know what I'm saying? To your ears, I'm telling you that you are not too, fill in the blank, to find your purpose, to go after your dreams, to do what you want to do. I'm telling you, go after that. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that, oh man, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost gonna be 40, or I'm 40, or I'm 50, and you know what I'm saying. And then now, you know, I might as well just go ahead. No, don't settle for not finding it. Go after your dreams. Whatever that you want to do, I'm telling you, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a hard road, but you got it in you. Go after it and go get it.
Yeah, you got this.
You got this.
So, you know, with us speaking to, while we're on this podcast,
you want to do the left?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
We are going to go ahead and move into our letter portion of the show. If you would like to send us a letter, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. Any topics, any suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. Kiki is going to read our letter, and we're going to go from there.
Okay, so it says, hey, silly girls, my name is Anthony, and I'm from New York. Hey, I love some New Yorkers. But anyway,
listen, girl, you know I do.
Love them. You got some Tims on, Anthony? Ooh. Okay. I stumbled upon your IG page, and you queens keep me laughing. I then had to add you to my playlist, and I enjoy each episode. You ladies seem genuine and fair when it comes to most topics. I actually listen because it allows me to understand what really goes on in women's head without watching a reality show. So that's good, because the last dude felt the same way. Mm-hmm. That's real good. So continue to create and keep going, because I am learning and appreciate you for being open and not afraid to speak your truths. Let me first say, you both are very attractive, and any man would be lucky to have you. Your personalities make you even more beautiful. Okay, I'm writing in to get your opinions. Thank you, boo. I receive all compliments, honey. I have the perfect girlfriend, and I love her to death. I used to be a cheater. I am not going to lie. But I decided to make the change and be faithful. My girl is everything I am looking for and more. However, it is one thing that is off. I'm talking about that pussy smell that's off. Okay. Wow. Okay. It started smelling strange for the past month. So I was wondering if y'all think she cheating. I'm trying not to assume anything, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy. Anyways, I love y'all and can't wait to hear what y'all crazy asses have to say about my girl pussy stinking. First of all, Anthony,
Kiki, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, first of all, Anthony, I hate the word stinking. I don't know why I hate the word stinking, and I hate the word pussy. So you say her pussy stinking even makes my flesh crawl, and I feel so, my face turning red for even saying that, but First of all, let me say, hey, Anthony, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being part of the Silly Squad. And thank you for subscribing. We truly appreciate that. And also, thank you for your compliments. I truly appreciate it coming from a New Yorker. Okay. Now, so you saying your girl is everything from the rooter to the tooter, but that cooter is not smelling too fresh, right? And it's for the past month, so she ain't been smelling like that. But it is now. So before we just jump into cheating, you know, women's pH balance can sometimes be triggered by anything. Like if she changed her soap, maybe the material of her underclothes, you know, some, maybe something she eating. It's a lot of things that can happen. Did you wash your hands before you played with her? Like, would you eat some Cheetos or something and you finger her and it threw it off? It's a lot that can cause her pH balance to be off. But have you asked her, you know, have you told her that, you know, she is smelling a little different? Because if she is screwing somebody else, that can definitely throw her pH balance off too. So it's a lot of things, factors that come into play with that. I wouldn't just jump the gun and just say that she's cheating, because I wouldn't want that to happen, because you say she's everything that you ever wanted and you stop being a cheater. But then again, maybe it's your karma coming back because she was a cheater. No, I'm sorry, Anthony. That was coming from a better place. So yeah, let me think. I think maybe you need to just check to see if she changed her soap or something. Maybe did she change her underwear or something like that before you think she's cheating? Or you can just watch her patterns to see if she's changing, and then maybe she is. I'm not going to say that she ain't cheating, but I'm not going to say that she is cheating. But what you can do is go on Amazon and get her these pills, okay? And I read the reviews on these pills, and they work amazing. There's some prebiotic, probiotics for women, and it's they're made by VH Essentials. They're just $7.88, and you will be amazed at what this does to a woman's pH balance. It like takes it from smelling like hot trash or booty off in a strip club where everybody done ate catfish baskets. It changes from that to smelling like it smells refreshed and clean. So look into that. It's on Amazon. It's $7.88. Or if you just go to the doctor with her, or just be honest and tell her that, you know, it's smelling a little different and you don't know what's going on, if she can try to see what's going on with it. If she loves you, she will understand. And she might get mad, because sometimes we get in our feelings when you say that. It may make her have a complex about herself, but I wouldn't just automatically say she's cheating. Because if you go on Amazon and read the reviews, you'll see a whole bunch of women saying that their pH balance is off. And their pH balance is off, and they need this these pills to help with it. So hopefully she's not cheating on you or anything like that, and she's just having an off day. Maybe she eating too much or something, and maybe she's getting like UTIs and yeast infections. I don't know. I'm just trying to think that the sister ain't cheating on you and she doing some other stuff. But these pills will definitely help. So I hope you can get her some of these and tell her to take them. But I don't know how you're going to take them without telling her a cat stank. But yeah, these pills going to work.
Kiki.
So, I'm just trying to help her, man, because I don't know what to say. I'm just rambling because I just... Because I couldn't imagine being a woman in my pH. Because it happens. It don't happen to all of us. I mean, in life. I don't know if it happens to have y'all that's listening, but y'all need to understand that it happens. You know, like, it happens. So, I don't want her to feel ashamed, but I don't want him to just jump the gun and accuse her of cheating, because it may make her have a complex.
Now, listen. Yeah, I was over here trying to hold my laughing the whole time and not say anything, because... Anthony, you said your girl pussy stain.
Man.
Like, and then, you know what? Okay, first, Anthony, you must have listened to our first episode. I need you to go back and listen to our first episode, which is Cheeto Pussy. That's like one of our highest rating shows. Listen, the Cheeto Pussy. Basically, like Kiki said, a lot of stuff throws off her pH balance. Mm-hmm. If y'all have been together for a long time and it's just starting to have a smell or whatever, basically, it's so many factors that comes with, you know what I'm saying, the scent of her body, you know what I'm saying, of her vagina, mm-hmm. which men are always trying to blame it, you know what I'm saying, on a woman, saying, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying, her pussy stank and all this stuff. If she have never had that odor before, it's something that she is doing. Like, I'm going to reiterate, the changing of her soap, you know what I'm saying, the... If you, you know, are you washing your dick after you pee?
I was
going to
say that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if you have just like a little bitty drop of piss on your dick and you stick it inside her raw, you know, that can throw her pH balance off so freaking fast. It'd be the next day. It's an odor because, yep. You know what I'm saying? You, that piss that you had on your dick is waste. And now it's going inside her. And that, you know what I'm saying? Anything irritates our vagina.
Nut.
You know
if
what I'm
you
saying?
Nut her, your semen can also upset her pH balance.
It's so many different things. If you drunk a Pepsi before you ate a pussy, and then now you have some, you know what I'm saying, some residue of Pepsi on your tongue or still in your teeth. So if you didn't brush your teeth before you gave her some head, you know, the acid from the Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever is now in her coochie. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot. Like,
it's so many different things that we'll throw it off and she'll be thinking that it's her, but it could be her diet. Even what she's eating now, she went vegan or pescatarian or, you know what I'm saying?
It's
or something.
A lot.
It's so many different factors in what would change it. So if she's not a person where she's a clean girl and, you know.
She better be clean.
More than likely she is. If he's saying it just happened a month ago, that means that it's something
it
that triggered
it. She might got BV.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. So, basically, I would say you asking us if, you know, what you would do or sell her.
Get them damn pills that I just told you about off Amazon. And she could just take that. It's a 60 capsule. She could take two a day and just have her take them for the lifespan of y'all relationship. It'll keep that that thing right. But what you finna say?
But also, basically, you know what? If y'all go together, I would rather my man just straight up tell me and, you know, not really talking to nobody else. Meaning that, like, it's me and him. Like, ain't nobody gonna be smelling my vagina but you. So, it's like, your face is going down or your dick is going down or your hands are going down. Or so, I would rather you tell me. But, you know, we smell
it. I said she smell
before
it.
Anybody smell
she smell it.
Because when we go to the bathroom, like, you know, you smell whatever
you sitting at your desk and if your discharge coming out and it's like BV or something like that, and you can smell it from your feet.
So she probably notices it as well, but if she hasn't done anything or went to the doctor or taken anything, I would bring it up because that's somebody that you're having sex with. And so a lot of times we don't have those conversations to actually talk about it to our, you know, person that we having sex with. But if y'all in a relationship,
I'ma tell a nigga.
Don't be afraid.
I'ma tell a nigga if his balls must.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'ma tell him if it ain't smelling right. I'ma say, and I will expect the same because I don't want you down there and it's a little off. No, let me know. I would rather you tell me versus me being around people flouncing around and then they smell it and I tell you about it out of frustration and you be like, well, yeah, it have been. I'm like, why the fuck you ain't tell me?
Yeah.
So Anthony, you know what I'm saying? What Charles said is right. What I said is right. Just tell her, and then tell her about them pills that you heard. No, don't even tell her, because she'll be like, who told you that? Never mind.
Ooh, yeah, you know what? No, don't tell her.
Just go to the doctor with her.
Yeah, go to the doctor with her. You know what I'm saying, baby? You know what? But it's about tone and the delivery. So,
you know,
you know what? Main thing is, like, just take her. Y'all have to eat her. Even now, y'all just sitting on the couches, watch TV. And you know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, babe, you know, but, you know, I'm coming to you because I'm your man and I love you, you know, and I don't want you around people like that, you know. Be like, have you noticed, you know what I'm saying, a little smell? He said, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, just the delivery of it. And to be honest, if she take offense to it, that mean that it's her. Meaning, because if my man told me that, I'm going to, man, you know what, baby, I haven't, you know, or something. Like, so I'm glad that, you know, that he would say something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I say, go ahead, just have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
Just don't you know, keep calling her funky pussy. I mean, fix it.
Well, you thank know? You for writing in and asking us, though, because it's...
Yeah, we got another man!
It took a lot of nerve to ask that, because I know you probably felt embarrassed and felt like you was talking down on your girlfriend, but you were really just trying to be informed. So, thank you for listening and just, you know, just tell her.
Anthony wrote us in because he was in New York and he don't, you know.
She don't know us.
Yeah. So, Anthony, and first of all, listen, tell everybody from New York, like we said, what up, son?
Hey,
up,
if you kid? Can do me a favor, go find Nasir Jones for me, bro.
And please.
Woo! Please. Yeah.
Please. Okay. So, anyways, Kiki, you know what? We don't need to go on our second topic.
Okay.
You think we should?
No.
Nah, we'll play it for next. So we'll just go ahead and get into our random
rando
portion.
Rando,
rando, rando. We got something random for you.
You always fucking
sorry. Rando, rando, rando. Hey, we got something random for you.
Why do you want to say y'all? But you was like talking to our love. Yeah, so I know.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, normally I know words, but Chaucer wrote this song, so that's why I fucked up.
Yeah, okay, so... you want to go with your rando or my rando?
My rando is really, it's just something y'all can just know about me. Mm-hmm. I love gushers.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, I buy the biggest box because I just can't eat one pack. Like, I go in there, and I have these actual conversations with myself. I'll be like, okay, I grab three packs because I just feel like one is not enough because I put all of them in my mouth, Charles. Mm-hmm. Like, I stuff my mouth with gushers and I just chew it and be so happy. So, I eat three packs and I go lay down and it's like my... Whoever in my head, one of the many people, she be like, go get three more. And I'm like, no, I want to get three more. And I'm like, let me drink some water. I had a conversation and I go in, the whole goddamn box be gone in one day, Charleston. That's sad.
Them gushers.
But I love gushers. Mm. Oh my God. If y'all, my birthday coming up, so if y'all want to get your girl some gushers, go to Sam's, Costco, wherever, and give me that big box.
The big box.
But yes, I love gushers and I put all of them in my mouth. Like my mouth be stuffed like a fucking 2 year old.
Mm.
And I just love it and I don't have no shame in my game.
I don't got no shame either because you saying that I want some damn gushers now.
You just said let's go get some gushers.
I did. Let's
but you know I ain't eating sweet stuff right now.
Yeah. See, you got, listen. You guys be talking about the sweet stuff.
I know.
You
told me
make
that's awesome. All right. That's all right.
Okay. Well, you know what? My stuff's so damn random, Kiki.
Let me hear you.
You know what? You know, in the Temptations movie, you know, or not the movie, but I'm saying the song when they, you know what I'm saying? They said, Papa was a rolling stone. Boom, 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 boom. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Come on, Dennis. And when he died.
You know what? All I was thinking when I was a kid, when I used to listen to this song, I was like, Papa used to be taking over everybody's house.
Your brother?
No, I'm talking about, because it said Papa was a rolling stone. Because it said wherever he laid his hat was his home. So I'm like, if he had his own house or whatever, but he every time he take his hat off, that is his home. So I was thinking as a kid, my kid mindset was like, why in the fuck is he putting his head down to everybody else's house and he just take over their home?
That's a good way.
And I was in that the other day because I was thinking that because it was a song that came out and I said, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm thinking that.
So, bro, what's wrong with you? But you know what?
He just take his hat off and then just make it his home. So
I never thought about that.
If he came to my house right now, he put his hat down, it's his house. Oh, no, Papa. No, Papa.
Dennis said it was the 3rd of September, the day I always remember. That was the day my dad died. That man didn't know that your dad died on the 3rd.
He didn't know.
But did he know that Dennis dad died on the 3rd? So. He said, but that ain't right. That was Blue said. But he was in that booth. He was waiting on that court. And that ain't right.
Come on. He was mad as hell about that. He said, that's my dad, dog. You know that's my dad, dog.
Dennis was for real. He was so mad. Oh,
baby.
But that makes sense. So, fellas, don't take your hat off because you can't be taking people's houses because Charles is like, y'all going
to
take
the
hat.
I was, because when I listened, you know, because my mom and them used to listen when we was kids.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ooh, what if that man come and put his hat down at our house? Now this is his house. Because he said, right. But he laid his
that
hat
was his home.
And I
said, he we left that.
Oh, he left. Okay.
But you know, back in the day, the sayings that they used to say, it didn't make sense, but you roll with it.
Okay, listen. Can you tell me one thing that you told me that your daddy said earlier that...
Daddy said, you can't tell nobody nothing. You can't even talk in a field of corn because it got ears. I'm like, you sure right, daddy. So that means don't tell nobody nothing because the corn can talk because it got ears.
Oh, Lord.
When he said that, I was like, whoa,
girl,
that was good, daddy.
They have all them good sayings.
They do. And it's like, you got to soak it up because... I mean, they don't make grown... This might sound so dumb, y'all, but they don't make grown folk like they used to make them back in the day. Because we forever young, but we got our jewels and our nuggets from our parents. So are we going to be passing that down to these kids? But this generation is... Oh, God. Yeah. That's a whole nother damn podcast topic, yeah. But... When he died, and that ain't right.
Oh.
And daddy died.
And you know, listen...
I love that movie. Melvin, come behind that tree and zip up that jacket. Did you know Melvin died going to get the short ribs, Blue, when he was in that wheelchair, he was going to take the long way around. And when they went in there and he said, damn, Blue, he had failed to go get the short ribs. And that's when Smokey came in singing. Girl, I cry every time. Why they got Smokey singing at that funeral?
Every time I think about the movie, I think about the son saying,
"Why I was on the road? Why would be my father?"
My father. I'm like, I said, "Lamont, where the fuck did they get that from?
Lamont, if you don't get them goddamn teeth fixed,
what the fuck?"
He became the wrong.
The father. It's like he's asked from England. So where the fuck y'all get from?
Why would be my father? And Blue said, "Sit down, O, have a drink with your friend." He said, "You telling me my son is dead?" Well, Lamont fell off that building. Okay, I'm not laughing because he fell from the building, but he said, "Have a drink with your friend." Oh, I love Melvin. Why he have to shoot me? Why Melvin have to get shot when that man trying to steal his car and fucked up his leg? He was already taking a steroid shot. Okay, y'all know I can quote movies all day. Let me shut up.
Okay.
What's your song of the day? I had a whole nother song. Mm-hmm. I was gonna pick a little rap song.
Listen, she say this every time, y'all.
I was gonna pick a rap song because I've been jamming. I'm gonna tell you what I was jamming, but that's not gonna be my song of the week. I was jamming "Can't Stop, Won't Stop" Rockefeller by the Young Guns. Mm-hmm. That hoe goes so hard. Girls, see that Jacob fix their little makeup. Oh my God, that goes so hard. And then, you know, Anthony from New York. So you know what I mean, Anthony, when I'm talking about that song by the Young Guns. But I'm going to just roll with Aaliyah "At Your Best." We can do the remix or you can just listen to the regular verse. Because she's at the beginning, she said, "You're a positive, motivating force within my life. If you ever feel the need to wonder why, let me know." And you just made me think about that when you said finding your purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, sometimes you don't feel like you like me. I'm all over the place. But you saying what you said, it kind of made me feel like I'm a positive, motivated force. You know, like, it made me feel like that when I listened to her sing that part. It always just made me feel like, you want to let somebody know that, because people don't really know. So we're gonna roll with Aaliyah's "At Your Best." You can listen to the remix. I'm gonna stop playing. I'm not even going to my song sing it. But you can listen to the remix, or you could just listen to the regular, or you can go back and listen to the Osley Brothers. Where she got it from. So go ahead.
Oh, Osley. Okay, well, my quote of the week is, "Don't wait for someone who is okay with you walking away."
Bitches. That's good.
"Don't wait for someone who is okay with you walking away."
Mm-mm. Can you elaborate on that just a little
bit? Yes. Okay. So basically, to break it down, it's saying, why are you waiting for somebody who don't even care if you finna leave them or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you waiting? Like, you know, where it's like, because to be honest, the person that's supposed to be in your life, it doesn't want you to leave them or walk away. They not okay with that.
Yeah.
Because they like, nah, Kiki, I need you in my life. I don't want you to.
So you
want to
be a
saying?
Need and not a want.
Huh?
So people should feel like they should be a need and not a want.
No, hell no.
Okay.
You should be a want
and not a need.
And not a need.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, what this quote is saying, that if you just okay with me just walking away from you,
I don't need
that
means
that you only be in your life. So basically, like, why am I waiting on you? You know what I'm saying? So basically, the person that is for you, they're going to fight for you.
Yeah.
They're not going to just let you just walk away. I'm not talking about nobody where it's like aggressive, but I'm talking about they're going to fight for, like, no, I want you.
They're going
to
ask
you,
questions.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, what's going on? Like, why are you trying to leave me? You know? Yeah. But somebody who don't give a damn about you is okay with you walking away.
And that can be, that's for relationships and friendships.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not just romantic. That's anything. But if they just, like, I don't give a damn if you leave, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't my friend no more. Them type of people are not down, you know what I'm saying? They, I always say they don't have the roots down in the,
they,
you know,
don't
what I'm
take
saying,
relationships seriously,
you know. And so a lot of these people these days, and let's talk about romantic relationships, if they, a lot of these, they don't have the longevity where the roots, where it's like, you know, we just grow together.
They microwave.
So it's like they don't care. Like, you lead them out, they don't care. I'm finna go get another. You need somebody who is not going to be okay with you.
Because I'm not okay with certain people leave my life. I ask fact finding questions. Like, what makes you think you finna go somewhere? Because I don't give up. But if you need to walk away, you got some people, they need to walk away from you, you be like, okay, well, fine, because you ain't really been. But when you got somebody that adds to you, like you said, we always say, you want to be a want, not a need, because you want somebody who wants you to be a part of life, but not necessarily need you, because that shit is crazy when they need you. You be like, oh, that's weird. You can't live your life without me? Okay, but I definitely get what you're saying. So, yeah, y'all need some, don't wait for someone who is okay with walking away from you. And it's so crazy because you don't know who feels that way until you in that moment. So you have to prepare yourself to be like, well, I don't know. Life is just so crazy. And these quotes just make your mind just go, make you look at them up, are you okay with me walking away from you? You know what? When we done, I'm gonna shoot out some text.
Yeah, yeah, go shoot out them text.
If you're my friend on her and you get a text and I'm asking you, are you okay with me walking away from you? You better say the right fucking answer, or it's gonna be a problem. Mm-hmm. You gotta ask these questions with people these days.
Listen, cause one of my besties had sent me, it got me a candle, and on the candle she had wrote, if you ever stop being my friend, I will burn your house down like this candle. You know what I'm saying? Mean, like, don't you ever leave me. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just
Was cute, but she meant it.
Yeah, like, she meant
it's
it.
It's good to know that people feel like they don't want to leave
you. Yeah, it's like, don't leave me. I love you. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
And when you love somebody, you don't have no desire to. I feel like in situations with friendships and family and relationships, you're going to have misunderstandings because nothing is perfect. Mm-hmm. But communication is key. And you can work through anything, unless it's like betrayal. Then some stuff you just can't, you know, forgive. But for the most part, like, we grown. Mm-hmm. Like, trust her, you better not walk away. I'm going to hit you in that knee. You better want you hit on that wall. Ooh! Yeah, my boo over here, her knee, she got walking. Walk with a limp.
Walk with a limp.
Y'all, she hit her knee to update. And she was like, nah, dog, I ain't coming. We ain't gonna do the June boo challenge because Anita went out on her. So I'm like, if she try to leave me alone, I know exactly what to kick her in that damn knee.
I'm gonna be over there playing over too. Like,
come on over
there. I know you gotta walk out the pee. I'm walking with y'all.
Stalking your ass. Where you think you going?
But yeah, so meaning that y'all just pay attention to who really wants you to be in their life.
Yeah.
And who, you know what I'm saying, who's not okay with you leaving. Because the friendships and the relationships that I have, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be like, dang, I don't want you to leave me. I love you.
I have friendships where I haven't talked to people in so long and I ain't seen them. You know, because when you go to college, you meet a lot of people and they stay in different cities. You don't get to see them, but you know, when you think about them, the love that makes the way your heart flutters, because my heart flutters when I think about like my best friend and when I think about you, like my people I love, like my heart feels joy. And when I think about, you know, my friends that stay out of town that I ain't seen in years, you know what I'm saying? I know that if I pull up on them right now, it's going to like I just saw them yesterday or last week, because I think that when you have the type of bond with somebody, it don't matter the distance or the time that you go without talking to them, it's just understood. It's you have that connection, that flame with them, you know what I'm saying? So you if you listen to this, you know, if you have, now I don't know what the fuck going on with this new world and how people don't value friendships. I see so many memes going around saying my circle so small. My shit ain't small. And I'm okay with that. And I meet people all the time and I feel a connection with them and we become cool. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like learning is ongoing and forever, and I feel like building relationship with folks are. You know what I'm saying? You can meet somebody in that you met at work and they love you more than somebody you knew your whole life. You know what I'm saying? So be open to meeting people. Like, that's gonna be another side of suit. That's gonna be another topic. Yeah. But I ain't gonna get into that. But just what Charles said, don't wait for someone who is okay with walking away. And listen to that Aaliyah. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. She had y'all wearing them swoops over that eye. Whoop. And that lip liner on them lip with that gloss and dressing like tomboys and rocking the boat. So y'all better listen to us for the one time.
Listen, can you y'all screenshot this and put it on your social media page and tag us for our Silly Squad to let other people know, you know what I'm saying, that y'all rocking with us, and this to help us build our brand as well. And we thank you in advance.
Send us topics if y'all have any topics y'all want us to talk about. We really listen to what y'all say and talk about whatever. We talk about anything. We don't give a damn. Just send it to us.
Yeah, like I said, we love to hear from y'all. When y'all send us the DMs and the emails and the texts and stuff, like, me and Kiki be just looking at, just smiling, you know what I'm saying? Just like, oh, like, we love them.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that you can leave us voicemails on her as well, because we got a voicemail. If y'all, I don't know how she did it, but she left us a voicemail on the podcast app. So we love it. So again, thank y'all so much for rocking with us. Hey. Follow us on IG at Silly Girls Podcast. Email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. And make sure to listen. Whatever day that you listen to this, I hope that the rest of your week is bomb as fuck. Until you know what I'm saying, listen to us again the next week. You know what I'm saying? Yep. But we love y'all so much. And
we'll talk to y'all next
Sunday. We'll talk to y'all next Sunday. And Kiki finna go suck some dick.